Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
All right, it's 8 o'clock, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Mary Nelson Gonzalez.
Yes.
Here with me now. We're talking about stuff. So she's part of the Nelson clan, the Nelson crew out there in Katy from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. I mean, spring has literally sprung.
It's amazing. Quite literally.
Yes.
Yeah, you saying you guys, man, what a busy day yesterday.
It was so busy. People are out and about, you know, lots of kids out. You know, we've got the great pond in the back to feed the fish. And just lots of planting going on.
No. And it's a great time to do it as far as seasonally, the year time to do it. And like with a lot of the stuff that's going on, getting out and gardening is an incredible thing to do. If you can go someplace that has a bunch of different types of plants, you're in a place that's pretty dang safe.
Yeah, and you're out in the open as well, fresh air.
Fresh air, sunlight, breeze. Ah, so nice.
Yes.
That's what it's like. Get to your parks, big city parks, you know, maybe like take a little trip to Bayou. What's that big park?
Bayou Bend or
Brazos Bend, or Stephen F. Austin, like all these awesome hiking areas. What a great thing to do with your kids. The one thing that Mary and I are going to explore is gardening with kids a little bit, because if you're at home a little more often, it's spring break for a lot of us, and so this is good advice no matter what's happening with the global news. But some tips on gardening with kids, how to make the best out of that, and how to like really kind of engage them in it. And I actually looked up some tips on how to get kids who don't think they want to garden gardening.
Oh, really?
So how to trick your kids.
I love, tricking kids is the best thing. I mean, I have a 10-month-old and I'm already starting to use things to kind of trick him into thinking that he's getting what he wants.
But sorry, that's Halloween. That's a favorite holiday for kids. Why? Because they get to trick a bunch of adults to give them candy,
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Captain America. Give him some candy. It's like, they're like, oh, I like this. I like this a lot. But what we do on this show, Home Show Garden Pros, is talk gardening, give you great advice, answer gardening questions, and give us a call, 713-572-4610. We really are here to answer gardening questions. Whatever we can do to help, we can cover any subject between Mary and I, so that's pretty awesome. 713-572-4610. And Bud, you've called in. What's your question for Mary?
Hey, I'm seeing some June bugs.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, June bugs are the source of grub worms. Am I correct there?
So you got, there's two types of grub worms, and June bugs make one of the types.
Okay.
Yeah.
And don't we want to get rid of those?
No. No, so they are, and jump in, Mary, anytime. They are like kind of a universal eater. So they just kind of cruise through the soil, eating the soil in front of them, and they don't really care if there's a root there or not. Now, if you dig a hole and you got like 12 to 15 June bugs in a small hole, I mean larvae,
grub worms, you mean?
Yeah, that is what I mean. Then you got an issue. But if you're not having that problem, seeing them above ground is not a big issue. But June bugs also make kind of the less dangerous grub.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Bud, for calling in. Great question. You got any follow-ups on June bugs?
They're going to be around. They're going to get around. And, like you were saying, if they're just a few of them, they're just kind of, helping turn over the soil if there's just a few.
Right.
But like you said, if there's a lot of them, then we're going to have to look into doing some other things to help out the lawn.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there are some really great steps you can take to do that. Now, call me crazy, but might these be March bugs? Also,
potentially could be.
Or June bugs that are just real early to the party.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a problem with naming anything after a date. You know what I mean? It's like if you want to switch it or it comes early, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, I'm here for the party. It's in 3 months. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so June bugs are a bit early this year.
But. Right, rascals. but, the early bird gets the worm, so I guess the early bug gets the...
Grub worm?
Maybe that's it. So 713-572-4610. What is your question? I can tell you this. If you have a question about gardening, someone else has that question.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not only helping yourself out, You're helping somebody else. You're helping your neighbor out also by asking that same question. So 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. Are you a tomato lover? We have a huge selection of locally grown tomatoes in stock, and we have everything you need to grow the best tomatoes in Houston. If you're not sure how to do it, this is your first time to garden and grow tomatoes, we have a fully staffed nursery with experts to help you get your green on and grow the best tomatoes. We brew our own compost tea, and our brewmasters will be brewing up a fresh batch. So buy your bucket here or bring your bucket and refill it. Compost tea can be used anywhere you have soil. So if you want to intensify the flavor of your fruits and vegetables, add some compost tea. It'll increase your microbial activity in your soil and make everything healthier. In your lawn, if you have low-lying areas that stay wet and are compacted, compost tea is a great way to naturally aerate your soil. So Plants for All Seasons is easy to find. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, just right off of the feeder road. We're open 7 days a week. Check our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for current hours of operation. Join us on Facebook. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and put videos out frequently. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We are back, 713-572-4610. Got Mary Nelson from Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden here now. Well, Mary Gonzalez. Sorry.
Yes.
I always forget that because it's like, you know, yeah. As per tradition, you know, a lot of times, not always, a woman gets married and takes her new husband's last name.
Yes, which I did.
Yeah, which is very, very common, extremely common, and maybe even the most common.
Probably, I think.
For sure. And so it's always like, you know, but I just know you as Mary Nelson, even though I probably didn't meet you before you were married.
Right, that's true. You didn't meet me before I was married. But, you know, when you've got your parents are Rolf and Anita Nelson,
sure.
You're just Nelson.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have another Nelson here with us today.
No, yes.
Mary is here now. And, you know, yeah, Mary's super, super into the water gardening.
Yeah.
Super knowledgeable from the water gardening front. And it's always wonderful to have an expert on here that, like, knows something about something that I have no idea about. That's always the best. And so if you have any fountain questions, maybe like, I don't know, while you're at home, let's say you did get self-quarantined, but you feel great, and you're like, hey, maybe I want to install a new pond or rain garden,
yeah.
Something like that, give us a call, 713-572-4610. Now, this is a live radio show, so we do love, you know, questions.
Yes.
But the only way to connect is not via questions. You can also send us an email through the website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And there's a button there called Ask a Pro. Click that. You can send us a button. Send us a picture anytime. You don't have to get special permission or anything like that. Just send us a picture. And, yeah, we'd love to receive that. Another cool button on there is the Listen Now button. And you click that, and you can listen live to the radio show while it's on. Or the radio show will play the last 2 weeks in a loop for the rest of the weeks. And so it's kind of like a podcast with only one click button for our last two episodes.
It's really nice. I use it all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like if my friends are like, well, I want to hear the show, but that's not a good time. I'm like, oh, just go to the website. It's so easy. And they're like, oh, thanks, man. That's great advice. I'm telling everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who have you told? And they're like, nobody. And I'm like, oh, cool. Thanks for – okay. So we actually do a tradition on the show that we read one of the questions that came in via email.
Okay.
So that even though we normally do that in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to do it here in the 8 o'clock hour just for Mary. So there's a one-time exclusive special 8 o'clock email of the week.
Okay.
So play the email of the week music. Okay, there it goes. So this is from Sharon.
Okay.
And Sharon asks, our Saint Augustine yard is full of weeds. What can I put on it this time of year?
And okay.
She has a picture here of her St. Augustine lawn. And, you know, I'm not sure I would describe it as full of weeds.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, all right. I see that we've got some of that that wood sorrel. It kind of looks like clover in a sense, but it's got the pretty little purple flowers. As a child, I just love that stuff. It reminded me of that scene in Bambi. You know, they go and they eat the little flower off of it.
Yeah.
Well, the great thing about that weed is that once we start getting into the sun and the heat of summer, it's just going to die for you. So you really don't have to do much. But if you want to do something, I'd suggest, you know, improving your soil. You know, there's probably some compaction and everything because we had a lot of wet times this past few years. So using the Nature's Way leaf mold compost, putting a top dressing of a quarter inch on there, that's going to help improve the drainage of your soils and improve the microbes and everything like that. And a lot of times weeds are just growing there because they like the soil that's there, and your grass isn't doing as well because the soil isn't what they like. So we're going to make it to what the grass likes,
right,
and they'll out-compete the weeds.
And it's so cool because the grass, once the setting is set, the grass will communicate with the soil to make it an even better situation for itself.
Yeah, it's the cool thing. Plants communicate with each other and the funguses and the bacteria and everything in the soil. And yeah, your grass is going to do just fine. I really wouldn't worry too much.
Yeah, there's a term in ecological circles called mama trees.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a forest, a tree will put out its seeds, and any seeds that sprout, that tree that put those seeds out will connect with that seedling, that sapling, through soil fungi, like you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so crazy because it, like, the mama tree will share nutrients with the baby trees and, like, will take care of the baby trees that it from its seeds.
Yeah.
And it also, you know, they all feed each other and take care of each other, but it's just so crazy because the mama tree actually knows which seedlings are its own. It's wild. So we're so much underground that we just take for granted.
Right. Yep.
And I'm really happy you mentioned compaction a little bit too, because that wood sorrel that Sharon's dealing with, it's the purple flowers. That's the one with like a taproot.
Mm-hmm.
And almost anything with a taproot just tells us that we're dealing with compaction and potentially a nutrient deficiency.
Yeah, and you can think of a taproot as kind of like a, you know, a jackhammer. It's getting in there to break up the soil.
Right, right.
So when you see that, you can kind of make the assumption that your soil is compacted and you got to get some nutrients in there.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of, you know, we take for granted words like taproot, you know, and I'm just realizing that like there's maybe some listeners that are like, yeah, cool, if there's a taproot, it's a jackhammer.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's like, what is a taproot, you know?
Yeah, so the taproot is going to have that. It's going to be the one thick, big root that it looks kind of like a carrot.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. So I'm pulling anything out. Dandelions usually have one.
Mm-hmm.
Thistle has one. All these are those jackhammer plants.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole goal is to help your soil kind of open up a little bit. So if you got a lot of them, like Mary said, you've got compaction.
Yep.
Compost top dress, great thing to do. If you are maintaining your lawn organically, that sorrel is delicious.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's sour, like Sour Patch Kids,
mm-hmm,
like straight up one of the most sour foods you'll taste, but not like, well, my mouth hurts, but like, oh man, that's good. Well, I was at a party one time of a guy who didn't do anything to his lawn, like nothing at all. So no chemical fertilizers is what really counts because I don't want to poison his kids.
It's my kind of guy.
Yeah. And I was like, the party had a lot of kids there, but not a lot of programming for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pointed out to the girl, his daughter, that you could eat the sorrel flower, like Bambi.
Like Bambi.
And they ate it, and she was like, oh my gosh, that's so good. And so she showed all the kids. So the kids, there are about 15 of them, picked all of the sorrel flower heads in the garden, removing the seed heads, right? Oh. And the guy was like, this is so awesome. You just removed all these weeds. So it was a really funny moment.
You were talking about tricking kids into getting to do things to help you out earlier.
Right. What does it taste like? Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. And so kid gardening, that's what we're going to explore a little bit right when we get back. Kindergarten,
yeah.
Or the D. That's what we get back from this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right. Home Show Garden Pros answer your gardening questions. We actually do get a lot of questions about how to fertilize, how to improve soil health, what's the fast track to going organic. And it's really easy to just point to MicroLife. So MicroLife is a Houston-made company centered in Houston. They do kind of ship to a lot of parts of the state, but they make a phenomenal fertilizer. And the great thing about that word, fertilizer, to make fertile, right? Like it actually makes the soil more fertile so plants can get healthier, grow faster, look better, make better fruit and flowers. Pretty awesome stuff. If that sounds desirable, which it does to me, I would check them out. So they got a great website, microlifefertilizer.com. But as everything starts warming up, we're moving into like a fast growth period. And this is where all the plants, all the roots are just kind of communicate with the soil life, and they are pulling up minerals. They're pulling up nutrients. They're using them up sometimes. So it's really great to get back on there and get replenish, encourage. Just the old regular bag of 624 MicroLife has a ton of minerals in it, and it has a bunch of stuff in it that is really great for the soil to use or roots to use to pull up stuff from the soil life. It also has like life itself in it. There's a multiple bacteria and great fungi in the bag of MicroLife to kind of replenish and improve the population in the soil. And that's just like their simplest product, right, is just that MicroLife 624. And so their base model product is so wonderful for your soil. It's an incredible grass fertilizer, really does push the St. Augustine and the Bermuda and the Zoysia to that next level where it starts outcompeting everything else. They also have a stuff called MicroLife Vegetable Flowers 846. And this is a great way just to get the most out of your veggie garden. So you want your tomatoes to A, be big, and B, taste delicious. Use this stuff, the 846. It's in the blue bag, MicroLife Vegetables and Flowers. Really incredible stuff. MicroLife cannot burn your plants. It won't. Totally safe to use around your kids. And so this is the kind of thing where it's like you're thinking about what to use to fertilize the lawn, to improve the lawn's health, and you and your kids are going to be home a lot. I would really avoid using something that's not safe to use, that's not safe for your kids and your pets. So look to MicroLife. It works incredibly well. Healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. Again, check out their website for all their products, microlifefertilizer.com. Mary is with us now, 713-572-4610. We're answering your gardening questions as best we can. But one thing I really want to talk about is gardening with kids.
Yeah, because a lot of you, they're on spring break or your spring break got extended, and
right.
So you're home with your kids. And so it's a good thing to go out there and get outside. We're going to have some really nice weather today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be overcast, which personally I'm a big fan of overcast weather. I don't have to slather down in sunscreen quite as much with that. And it's just going to be real nice not to be baking in the sun, but able to get so much done in the yard. And you can have your kids out there with you.
But that is something, you know, it's like something easy to forget is sunscreen when you're doing home gardening stuff.
Yes.
Providing shade, mm-hmm. You know, maybe setting up a workstation, but definitely sunscreen it up, even if you're just doing family gardening together. I do know that kids love, when they're first getting into it, they love stuff that moves.
Oh, yeah. Moving things are great. And now's the time of year that you can go out to any of the Home Show Garden Pros. I know have them, and we have them at Nelson Nursery, are the ladybugs. Mm. So those are fun to open up and get out there. Even if you don't have the pests for them to eat, it's still really nice to get out there and release them. And then your kids go and hunt in the garden around to see if they can find them in the next few days. And the other fun one I really like are the praying mantis egg cases.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it takes a couple of weeks for them to hatch out, and but it's kind of a thing. You wake up every morning, and you're like, are they there? Did they come out? Mm. And you see the little nymphs, and they're just, you know, adorable little baby praying mantis, and they're going to go out there. And also, I think it's really important for children to be around bugs and not get that fear of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And ladybugs are definitely a entry level for that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're cute, they're tiny, but they also do a really great job in your garden.
Yeah.
And you may not even know if you have the pests or not, but you do a release and the ladybugs will eat them and will find them.
Yeah, they will. And then when they make their larvae, we like to call them the teenagers of the world, because you know teenagers just eat everything out of your fridge.
So much bug pizza.
Yeah. The larvae eat more than the grown-up ladybugs do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and then another just fabulous, and not just kids like this, but adults like these too, are butterflies.
Yeah. Hey, did you know that it's actually National Learn About Butterflies Day today?
Today is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, happy National Learn About Butterflies Day. That's awesome. I did not know that until you told me.
Yeah. So what we're doing is that we're trying to promote to having butterflies, and we're actually going to give away a free Penta 4-inch Penta today to everybody who comes to Nelson Nursery.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and Pentas are great because they produce a ton of flowers.
And they're one of the most kind of attractive pollen. Their nectar is one of the more attractive nectars for butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen masses of butterflies on Pentas before. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So National Learn About Butterflies Day. That's awesome. So, you know, I mean, I think about being in the prairie and seeing six or seven different species of butterfly come by, and then kind of doing a challenge to find as many as I can.
Yeah.
And I found maybe like 8 or 9, 11 species, I think, is what I got to on butterflies.
Yeah.
And but that's...
And worldwide, there are 20,000 different species.
20,000 different species of butterflies. Man, that blows my mind, because that means that there's 20,000 caterpillars.
Yeah.
That make those 20,000 butterflies. And then that means there's 20,000 specialized plants that those serve as host plants.
Right, because butterflies, their caterpillars are very specific about what they eat.
They are,
They're like children. They're picky eaters.
Yes, but voracious.
Yes, voracious, yeah. Picky eaters.
So the butterfly caterpillars are children, and then the ladybug larvae are teenagers.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna get all this down. What ages correspond to what insects as we move along? But really, using host plants, using butterfly plants is what we're going to explore in this next break.
Mm-hmm.
So hold tight. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Like the nice man said, we are back. 713-572-4610. What's your gardening question? During this time period of spring break or extended spring break that we might be on, what are some things that you want to accomplish in your garden? What are some things you want to accomplish in your landscape? We want to help. We want to help, and the best way we can do that is by answering your question. 713-572-4610, be it planning, be it planting, all that stuff is very helpful. We were talking a little bit about what to do with the kids, involving them with the gardening a little bit. And Mary Nelson Gonzalez is here with me now. And she mentioned Pentas as a great pollinator plant, but I'm going to kind of get you to maybe give me a few more of those nectar plants, great plants for butterflies. One I've seen a lot on is the blue mist flower or Greg's mist flower, two different plants, but just some other plants that attract these butterflies.
One of my favorites are the shrimp plants. Mm. They come in yellow and red. They grow, and you can get lots of butterflies, lots of bees, lots of good pollinators on them.
Oh, awesome.
I'm also a big fan of lantanas.
Okay, yes, for sure.
You know, those are, you know, native to this area, and a lot of them are. And so, again, we're attracting in good butterflies. They're coming in there. They produce lots of small flowers.
Yeah, I have seen the sulfur wing, the yellow butterfly, mm-hmm. Gulf Coast Fritillary, and Monarch all on my own lantana at home. So that's a really great one.
Yeah, real good. Oh, goodness. Dianthus, I've seen them kind of get on those guys, and they look nice.
I have any salvias. I mean, salvias seem to be really popular. At Herman Park, we had those big ones, the Amistad salvias. They're like big 5.5 foot tall, 6 foot wide ones. And, man, that was a pollinator haven. That was so many bees and butterflies all over it.
Yeah.
But butterflies are more active. They're more after nectar.
Yeah, they're after nectar. So any plant that produces a lot of flowers is going to be great to have in the garden if you're looking to attract those butterflies in. There's also, you know, passion vines have flowers, and they're also a host plant.
Mm, nice. Okay, that's cool. What do they host?
They host several different butterfly species.
Oh, really?
It's actually one that will take care of a lot of different ones.
It's like a super host.
Yeah, super host.
That's awesome. So, and passion vine also, there's a purple passion vine that is sold in our region that's a East Texas native that they call Maypop, and it makes fruit.
Yeah.
So here you've got this really lush green vine that makes fruit that's pretty dang delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And now we learn, in addition to these gorgeous, complicated flowers, also hosts butterflies.
Yeah, so you got like a it does three things for you.
Yeah, so growing passion vine, you kind of want a little bit of something to grow on because it's one of those tendril grabbers.
Mm-hmm.
So growing just on a fence by itself is not going to be that great.
Yeah, you want to get something like a trellis,
a little grid,
I like to use cattle panel. You can go get that at a feed store or something like
that. And that's so simple too because that's already stiff.
Yeah.
Doesn't need a big frame to grow on.
It doesn't. And we've sometimes just taken cattle panel and put cedar, made a little frame for it.
Sure.
So it looks nice until it's all covered in the vine.
And then when it's covered, it's covered.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. 713-572-4610. We're talking about involving kids in gardening. And since it is National Learn About Butterflies Day, we're kind of chatting through how to attract those in. Also, we're focused on answering your gardening questions as much as we can, and we're going to do some of that right now. So, Terry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, Danny. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
I hope I don't call too much, but I love listening to your show on the way into work. I really do.
No, man. We appreciate your calls. You're definitely one of our regulars, but you always have great questions because you kind of are all over the place in your gardening desires.
Well, here's a good one for you. Talking about trellises, I built an arbor to go in my backyard to use as a drive coming in. Last year, I planted jasmine up on the side. It's really starting to take off well now that the weather's starting to get better. But what can I feed that? Which microlife can I give that to help make it grow better? That's one question.
Yeah, the multipurpose 624 will do really well for that. Microlife is great. That multipurpose one, you can use it for multi-purposes.
Okay.
But it's going to feed that jasmine for you and really get it growing.
As it gets big, too, Mary, would you suggest like a liquid fertilizer, too?
Just doing a foliar spray of that super seaweed would be really good.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I use about fish oil is what I do, and it's sprayed out and stuff like that, too. The fish oil with our super
seaweed. You mean fish emulsion, right? Like
fish emulsion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that better than the seaweed, or is the seaweed better?
I would start using both. I'd integrate them both into your kind of deal, just because they have a little different impact. The seaweed does some more kind of hormonal growth oriented changes, where the fish emulsion is morally just a good usable nitrogen.
Okay. All right. Here's the other thing is too. Talking about trellises, and I'm listening to, for all your listeners out there, the kids. I took the trampoline apart because I don't use the trampoline anymore.
Yeah.
So the curvature part of the trampoline, I actually made an arc, and I put the cattle panel over it and let my plants grow up on that.
That's a brilliant, brilliant idea.
It looks great. It really, truly does. And it goes all the way down my whole garden is what it does. It looks great.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
And then the last question I have, I always collect my eggshells. I have cage-free eggshells, organic eggshells. I just collect, and I take them in my NutriBullet, believe it or not, and then I actually grind them up and I pulverize them into powder. What all can I do with eggshells? I think that's a misnomer for all of us. We don't really know what to do with our eggshells.
Well, what I like to do with eggshells is I don't pulverize them so much as, I let them dry out and then I crush them up. And if I'm ever having an issue with snails and slugs, I put that around the plants that I'm having that issue with because it's going to protect my plants from those guys getting on there. So that's personally what I've used eggshells for. When you pulverize them, you're using them for a good nutrients adding into the soil with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an underrated nutrient source. So if you're making a powder out of them, I just put that on top of the soil or maybe under some mulch or mix it in or whatever. But I think it's just a highly usable at that point item.
But can I use it for roses? Do I use it for grass? I use it for plants? Do I use it for my garden? What do I use it for?
Short answer: yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, to make this idea that they're just calcium is ridiculous. I think there's something like 35 different minerals involved with an eggshell. Mm-hmm. And so it's just this heavy mineral pack. So around your trees, vegetables, roses are all going to be really heavy users of mineral packs. And so all good places to do it. So.
Okay. And the last thing is, I talked to you last week, I think, about my apple trees. And they're not budding yet. All my other trees are. My apple trees and my one big old pear tree was not budding, but I went up there this week, and the apple tree is still not taking off. I did scrape the bark. It is all still good and green and fresh and all that. Everything looks good there. But my pear tree has just taken off. So it's just, I guess I just need to leave them alone, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just a lower chill hour plant, so it has a later spring than everybody else.
Okay, no worries. Thank you guys so much. Y'all take care. Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there.
Thanks for the call, Terry. Terry, he's got a big fruit tree collection so that he's watching. So we love hearing the checkups and great comments. That trampoline idea.
That was really awesome. Yeah. If you have an old trampoline, your kids aren't using it anymore.
Or try to find one online that somebody's getting rid of.
Yeah. Just, go around.
Arcing arbor.
It's spring cleaning. You can find so much stuff on the, curbside when you drive around town.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for that call, Terry. We're going to get some more going here. 713-572-4610. Tommy and Meg, I see you. We're definitely hitting you guys up after this quick break. Home Show, Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Diane Bolanowski at Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood. We have some very exciting news to share with our customers and the Kingwood community. Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center have joined forces. We've been really busy at both garden centers with exciting remodeling projects and beautiful new arrivals of spring inventory to serve our customers better. And we are bursting at the seams with beautiful flowers, hanging baskets, bougainvillea, hibiscus, houseplants. We have so much coming in every week that you'll just have to come into the garden center to see it all. It's a great time for gardening. We've got some events coming up for spring. Delightful Daylilies on March 20th. Join us when Maureen Valenza, daylily enthusiast and expert, teaches us how to plant, select, collect, and care for daylilies and use them effectively in the perennial landscape. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive, and Kingwood Garden Center is located at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive. You can check out both our Facebook pages or go to our website at warrensoutherngardens.com or kingwoodgardencenter.com. And now back to your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, 713-572-4610, answering gardening questions on Home Show Garden Pros. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, we are. We're ready.
Yes, we are. We're very ready. 713-572. I thought you were going to say, we're ready, and then give us a call. I thought you were like, we're ready.
Oh, give
like,
us oh, a call, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, Tommy, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Mary?
Yes. Danny and Mary, I enjoyed the show.
Thanks, man.
Was wanting to know about the microlife.
Yeah.
It molds when you put it out. I love it, but it am I supposed to, I mean, even in the yard, on certain where I put the dirt, extra dirt, soil,
yeah,
and stuff on the yard, it puts it on, and the animals eat it also.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dogs love that stuff.
Yes.
Well, those, interestingly enough, you know, those might seem like negatives. It's not molding, actually. That is some of the microbial activity beginning. Mm-hmm. So you're actually seeing the activation of, of the life in the fertilizer. You know, does that make sense?
Okay.
And so you're actually just seeing the beginning of the fertilizer starting to integrate into the soil
right
life.
Right down. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Because it's not just a bunch of nutrients or chemicals added together. It's actually integrated with living
microscopic organism. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You can't start microscopic with micro, because microscopic is, anyway. But you know what I mean, Tommy? So that's what you're seeing there. I looked out one time after I microlifed my yard, and my dogs looked like cows, not because they were all fat, but because they were grazing the lawn.
Yes, trying to find the little bits and pieces out there. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, but they are interested in it when it's wet, after it's already started working. And so it is good to kind of slow down their eating of it, but it also is a testament to how safe it is,
mm-hmm,
you know, that they eat it. Now, my dog, mm-hmm, Lemon, who loved getting into things and could problem solve anything, she's since passed, but one of those just lifetime dogs, you know, but she she ate a couple, I want to say like several cups of it one time, and you know, it expanded in her stomach, and she kind of hacked and had really bad poo the rest of the time, but she, you know, like,
she was fine.
Yeah. She was fine. And so it's, you know, it's really incredible that to the two kind of things you're talking about may seem like a problem, but when it comes down to it, those both point to some of the best things about it, is that it integrates with the soil completely, and it's like safe for our family members, be them furry or not furry.
Yeah, so when you're seeing it make that little mold on it, you actually know that's your indication, hey, this stuff is working. It's going to do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and it does not burn the plant. That's correct. Awesome.
That's
yes.
Correct.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for answering my question.
No, thanks, Tommy. Yeah, the burn the plants is a great question, actually, Tommy. It's something that we kind of just take for granted all the time.
Yeah.
Because if like a fertilizer can damage your plants, you know, is it really making something fertilized? Is it really like fertilizing something?
Yeah, it's scary to me because I, you know, going out there, if I put some fertilizer down on something and all of a sudden my plant is burned and looks terrible,
right.
I was like, what is going on? And then the microlife, I heard of a guy who got his microlife and his compost mixed up, and he accidentally planted his tomato in straight 624.
Sure.
And the tomato was perfectly fine.
No, yeah. I mean, I know people who use that as a strategy, that use like regular old Houston soil to grow vegetables, and they just use more microlife than they would if they'd have bought soil.
Mm-hmm.
And in the long run, that's maybe more expensive than doing it the other way. But like,
that's
it worked
true.
For them.
Yeah.
So really cool stuff. And then, you know, that's a chemical burn. You know, like, I don't know if you ever had a chemical burn, but it's kind of like a sunburn on your skin.
Yeah.
But with plants, you're destroying tissue. You're actually destroying tissue of the plant. And you're doing it with the stuff that you're putting down to make the plant healthier. It just kind of really blows my mind, this idea that we're fine with our fertilizer burning our plants generally.
Yeah, and especially it's important when you're doing things with vegetables.
Yeah.
You're thinking about if it's doing that to the plant, what might be happening later on down the road when sure. I'm consuming things.
Yeah, and that's like the top of the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg. That's like yeah. the vegetables are the part that affects me. Mm-hmm. The lawn is like my pets and my kids. My flowers, that means I'm affecting the butterflies that we're talking yeah. about and the caterpillars we're talking about. And anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but since it is National Learn About Butterflies Day, we're trying to talk about good kid gardening stuff. Tommy, I really appreciate the thoughts on MicroLife, but that is the idea, is how involving your kids. If you're going to be home a lot these next few weeks and your kids are going to be home a lot the next few weeks, like you want a safe lawn.
Yeah, and you want to get them outside and burn that energy off of them and you
yeah.
know.
See how many weeds they can collect.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. like just that's a thing. So me and my neighbor have a challenge. It's called the Urban Meadow Challenge. Mm-hmm. We're not the only ones doing it. But we kind of have like a, you know, ooh, I'm doing better than you based on the number of plants we have in our lawn. And so he has he's winning.
Oh,
but,
man.
But like I want to encourage some of the native grasses. I've got an area in my lawn that I'm trying to convert to a little more native-y space to more flowers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm actually putting seeds out there to compete with the St. Augustine. Now, it's so healthy that the St. Augustine always seems to win, but we're working on it.
Yeah, I actually started doing that in the front of my lawn yesterday. I'm actually doing a method where I'm, you know, putting some weed barrier down and I'm actually trying to choke out my grass.
Wow.
Because I don't like mowing. And my husband's so busy all the time, he doesn't have time to mow.
Right, right.
So, and my son's too young to mow. So I am going to replace it all with natives, and I'm going to get a ton of different butterfly species in my yard. I'm going to start competing with you
Ooh,
and your neighbor.
Get our Urban Meadow mm-hmm. competition. Who's with me? Let me know. 713-572-4610. Mary's with me. We're doing it.
Yep.
It's going to be great. Butterflies. Okay. Meg, I see you. Definitely after this break, we'll get to you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants. Hardy. Suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610, just like the nice man said. Mary Gonzalez here with me now.
I'm here.
Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. She is representing today. We are talking all kinds of stuff because we're answering your gardening questions.
Yeah.
You have questions. We're trying to help you out. That's what we want to do. So give us a call, 713-572-4610. Another thing we're exploring is just kind of like this topic of gardening with kids, so family gardening. A lot of fun stuff happening. And Meg, thanks for holding. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're both great. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thanks, Meg.
Well, good. I've learned something that I didn't know. I could feed my dog 64 in a pinch. That's great.
Yeah, I guess as we prep, you know, doing all our prepping for being at home.
I had a question. If you were talking about eggshells in the garden to deter what was it that it?
Snails and slugs.
Slugs. Mm-hmm. So if you put them whole in your compost, if it's a worm compost instead of a heat compost, does that mess with the worms if you put whole eggshells in your compost if it's worms?
I personally don't think so. I've put whole eggshells into my compost pile, you know, just how I crack them and then I just throw them out there. I've never noticed any difference with the worms or anything like that. They've been perfectly fine down there, you know, at the bottom. You know, by the time you're getting those eggshells down there, they're probably all composted down and they're not going to hurt anybody.
Okay.
Some of one of the
worms. Thank you.
The two theories, Meg, that kind of the reason that eggshells do some work with subduing snails and slugs is that it serves as like a distraction bait. So it's like they eat that and focus on that instead of the plants that you're protecting. Yep. The other one is that it has the sharp edges that hurt their bodies. That one I don't believe as much because it's kind of like, okay, you know, their bodies don't really get hurt that way. That would be a little bit different with slugs and snails. And so earthworms are eating the bacteria that grow on the shells. So like Terry was talking about, what was that, Bobby or Tommy or Billy?
I think it was Terry.
Is that...
Are you just naming names?
I did make up two names there, Bobby and Billy. And Timmy was a reference to the little kid that I always... You know, Timmy's the little...
Little Timmy.
Mm-hmm. But Meg, the... and so if you can grind those up a little more smaller than just like the half shell, they'll probably break down a little quicker in your vermicompost.
Okay. Well, that's perfect. I just didn't want to cut them, but that makes sense because of... They wouldn't cut them. You can cut them in half, and they can still be fine. You know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like it's not going to damage the earthworms. They're a way different creature too than slugs and snails. It's amazing the difference in their kind of morphology. So, yeah. Well, great question, Meg. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Meg's awesome.
Yeah, that was a great question to have because I'd be concerned about my earthworm population as well. I mean, those guys are awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, just she brought up just vermicomposting in general, which is something that we don't think about or talk about. And that, to me, is a really great thing to do with kids because they make kits now that you can set up a little kit, grow your own worms, and really see a lot of cool stuff happening with the kids. So, Meg, thanks for that interesting idea there, too. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys got any cool stuff happening at Nelson Water Gardens these days?
We do. I mean, it's just we have so many things. You know, the plants. We've got tons of plants, vegetables. It's time to get out there and get those veggies in the ground, you know, as soon as you can. But we also, you know, we've got our tropical water lilies are in. So if you've got a water garden and you're looking to get those beautiful big plants into the pond because they've been so dormant over the past few, you know, the months. So we've got the new guys in, so you can get, you got pink, purple, and kind of a light blue water lilies to put in there. And they smell amazing. I just love the smell of the water lilies. And then we have lots of cool pottery. So if you want to make a fountain out of the pottery, you can do that. But we also have tons of small pots that you can do little pot gardens. And that's also a great thing to do with the kids is they can pick out their very own colorful, awesome glazed ceramic pot that you can put an herb into, you know, you can plant with them. You know, connecting with the soil is just a really good thing to do. Get your hands in the dirt.
Absolutely.
And that's what we just want to encourage you to do is get outside, get your hands in the dirt. Next Saturday, Anita, my mom, is going to be giving a lecture on organic vegetable gardening. That's going to be at 11 a.m. Out at the nursery on our what we call the plaza, which is where we have a lot of really cool natural stone pieces. So she's just going to give you your should have your garden started, but she's going to give you good tips on how to keep it going throughout the season and get the most out of your
veggies.
That's
awesome. That's really great. That's cool. Well, wonderful.
Yeah, it's
how great. So put that on your calendar next Saturday. As other events are canceled, here's an option that's going to be a lot more beneficial than what you were going to do anyway. So, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, awesome. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah.
So Mary is Anita's daughter from Nelson Water Gardens, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Mm-hmm. Really a beautiful full service, really Katie's premier nursery. So I'm so happy to have you here as our Home Show Garden Pro.
Well, thanks for having me in.
We're going to take a quick break. We are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right. Answering your gardening questions. We have one more question we're going to answer. It's from Ron. Ron, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, thank you very much.
I got a question. Something is eating my basil. I've done two plantings of basil in a pot, and I came out this morning while we were talking about the eggs, and it was gone.
The whole plant. The whole plant was gone.
No, all the leaves are eaten off of it.
Yeah, there's a couple of caterpillars that will do that. One thing you could potentially do is put some eggshells around it.
Yeah.
Put some what? Eggshell. That's what I was asking. How big do you crack the eggshell?
I think the smaller the better.
Yeah, get it real small. That way you can cover more area as well.
Oh, okay.
Also,
but I guess they can't crawl across the eggshell that cuts them up, or?
Well, I think it's delicious for them too. A lot of times. So different caterpillars have different things. Though sometimes they'll stay away from something new also. But one thing I always do with basil is I plant a lot of it because I have had that problem. I had a cutworm one time come in, and all they did was top my basil. So they just like – all the basils just fell over. They're brand new, and they just ate the trunk, like felled trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but I had two basil. And so ever since then, I probably do six or seven basil. And then sometimes I'll even do like, if I do it early enough, I'll plant basil and then I'll plant seeds around it. So I kind of have a little patch.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Those a lot of times are a little bit more easy to lose. And those green leaves on fresh basil have a low Brix rating. They're like not very nutrient dense. And so what kind of fertilizer are you using?
I use Miracle-Gro.
And so one thing that can happen with our plants is that when we use chemical fertilizers, yes, they're getting a lot of nitrogen and usually other macronutrients too, but the actual health of the plant is not increasing, right? Just growth is increasing. It's like if you've had food, it's like only eating mashed potatoes and rice.
Right. And what I was going to add on to that about the fertilizer is that we want to feed the soil, because that's what your plant's growing from. So if you can create a stronger soil for your basil, the stronger the plant is, the more resistant it will be to the pest.
Yeah, I use vegetable plant food. I just can't I can't find the bag or what brand it was.
Yeah, and it's probably fine. When they're seeds is when they're at their most risk, because they're just coming out of that seed. And so if you can boost it up with compost, that'll actually make it to where the actual sugars in the plant itself are not desirable for the insect.
Yeah. Actually, I'm looking at the plant right now, and it's cut right off. It's really weird.
Yeah, cutworm.
The seedlings haven't come up yet. How safe is it to use snail bait around vegetables?
The sluggo is a salt, and so it's safe for us, but it can damage the soil on repeated use. So sluggo is easily the safest one, and it works really, really well.
So I wonder where that cutworm's coming from then.
They usually live in a little bit of leaf pile somewhere nearby there. They don't travel very far. So if you got some grassy area or something like that, that's where they come from.
Okay, looks like I got to clean up all these leaves on my shelf here. Okay. God, how disappointing.
No, you're doing great, though. I mean, honestly, what I would recommend is not cleaning up all the leaves, but just putting down some compost around your seedlings. Anytime you're putting seedlings in the ground, add a little bit of compost.
Yeah. Well, they're all in pots.
Well, you can do a little top dressing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll try it again today. Back to the store.
Hey, that's true for all of us, man. That's the great thing about gardening is it's alive. So, doing great, Ron. Doing really good. So, thanks a lot for Ron. A lot of fun today, Mary. Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Great work. And as you garden with your kids, keep in mind here's just a few plants that are great. Mary mentioned herbs, and oregano, thyme, basil all have these really great smells to them.
Yeah.
And they also are very easy to grow in the hot weather with no fuss. So that's a great thing to do. And they all have kind of antibacterial qualities to them. So that's kind of cool, too. You can rub them on your hands. And it's totally safe. So sunflowers grow fast. Radishes grow fast. Bush beans, nasturtiums, things like that can be really great. So Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.